Hi everyone, this is Tony Mitra, and today on the 4th of May 2013, I have another podcast to place before you, and that's a talk with Dr. Ramanjaneyulu, in short Dr. Ramu, from India, and he is a very well known agricultural scientist and working for many years for sustainable farming in India, where according to government reports, the total number of farmer suicide in the last 17 years have crossed 270,000. Dr. Ramu is invited to the US to make a keynote speech in late May in the state of North Carolina for the annual conference of AID Group, which is Association for India's Development. So I spoke with him yesterday on phone. I was from British Columbia and he was in the state of Andhra Pradesh in India to learn something more about what is the situation in India and also his involvement in the agricultural sector for the poor farmers. So over to my talk with Dr. Ramu.
See, in India in the last 17 years, there is a large number of farmers who have committed suicide.
Yes.
Agriculture is in a deep crisis.
Yes.
Both ecologically, means by using more of chemicals, using more of water, pumping out everything, and then soil is becoming dry, and then the infertile kind of thing is one side. On the other hand, because agriculture is not economically profitable because of various policies in India, agriculture farmers are becoming more and more indebted, and they are committing suicide. And in the last 17 years, Government of India data shows that it is 2.7 lakh farmers who have committed suicide. In that background, we started the Center for Sustainable Agriculture in 2004 in Andhra Pradesh to work with farmers to help them to switch over to more economically and ecologically sustainable agriculture. So basically what we do is we do research with the small and marginal farmers and help them to move towards ecologically sustainable agriculture, what we call, essentially towards organic farming. May not be fully organic the day one, but gradually moving towards organic, where farmers use locally available resources. So package of practices are developed based on whatever is locally available. So farmers won't depend on external inputs much, so their costs of cultivation come down. And showing the examples which we have already established, we could work with Andhra Pradesh state government to take it up onto a large scale. And today the program, what we called as community managed sustainable agriculture, is practiced in over about 35 lakh acres in Andhra Pradesh. This is about 13% of the total cultivated area of Andhra Pradesh. And the pesticide use in the last 8 years could be brought down by about 45% in the state. And similar kind of examples we are trying out in other states as well. Second major area of work which we are trying to do is to help farmers to organize themselves into cooperatives and then market their produce directly to consumers. So that's another line of work which we are doing. Third line of work which we are doing is about working on the economic policies in favor of farmers. Today, largely, the economic policies are not in favor of farmers, they are in favor of industry. So we are trying to actually change these economic policies in favor of farmers. Largely, this is the work which we are doing. We work in Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra and Punjab.
I see. Dr. Ramu, can you tell us this this organization you are connected with, is it a government-funded one, a private one, or what is it?
It is an independent organization which is registered as a trust. And we work both with the state and central government as well as individual donors, individual and institutional donors.
I see. So,
we mobilize resources from donors, and also it's basically registered as a trust.
I see. So, is it also funded to some extent by, let's say, the Andhra Pradesh government or the central government, or not at all?
Yeah. Andhra Pradesh state government, this entire program in Andhra Pradesh, which I talked about, was funded by Andhra Pradesh state government during 2004-05 to 2007-ish. And now we work with Maharashtra state government. We are working with Odisha and Bihar state government. So we work with the governments. We also work with the banks, NABARD and other banks. And we also work with the individual donors.
I see. So would you say that would you say that the government or at least state governments and some agriculture departments are not totally against your movement to wean the farmers away from agricultural pesticides and chemicals and so on?
Yeah. See, it's not the agriculture department which is interested. It's actually the rural development department. Because rural development department which works with the women's self-help groups, they feel agriculture, unless agriculture is sustainable, the livelihoods cannot be sustained. They look at it from a poverty point of view. They don't look at it from a technology point of view. Unfortunately, Department of Agriculture is locked up in technology framework. So they assess everything from a technology framework. They don't look at it from the profitability or environment perspective. Whereas when the rural development work with the people, when they find that poverty is largely because of the indebtedness in agriculture, when they are trying to address this issue, this became an important tool to address. So their rural development department is running a large program today based on our intervention. It is called as Mahila Krishi Sasaktikaran Pariyojana. So it works with the women farmers in the country to help farmers to make a shift towards ecological agriculture.
I see. So,
rural development department is largely doing this, not the agriculture department.
I see. So, isn't it a kind of a contradiction, or one department doing it opposite to the other?
Yes. So, it is happening like that.
And the government, like the overall Andhra Pradesh state government, let's say, they are not interfering that these two departments are actually going opposite direction to each other.
Yeah, not much interference. Both are going in their own way.
I see. So you find it encouraging to get help from the rural development
department.
Departments and the department that are working with poverty and women's
poverty alleviation. Yes.
Elevation. Oh, yes. That's wonderful. Yeah. So, okay, I got a little bit of background. And now, Dr. Ramu, you are coming to the AID conference in North Carolina at the end of May. Have a presentation to make, or is it going to be another panel discussion or something?
Is it presentation?
I see.
The keynote address. I'm making the keynote address.
I see. And may I ask what the subject of the keynote address will be?
Indian agrarian crisis and way forward.
I see. And in case we have a panel discussion in Seattle a few weeks after that, if it is to include participants from North America, what you think would be interesting for you, where you would like to join in? What would you expect? What kind of people would you expect? Would you invite or would you like to see from the North American continent that can sit next to you and have a good panel discussion on this and making it global rather than just local problem for India?
Right. See, basically, one thing we need to look at is in a situation where food prices are increasing, energy consumption in agriculture is increasing, globally, what is the way forward for food security? I think that's a very, very important issue. There are several studies done world over today, and then finally all of them conclude saying the smallholder agriculture, ecological farming is the way forward. So that can be the central theme. How smallholder agriculture world over can be sustained, or how the global food security can be ensured. Because today if you look at largely food and food production are getting into the hands of large corporations. So in that background, and also in a situation where climate is changing, so way forward for, if you are looking from a consumer point of view, we need to look at from a food security point of view. And if you are looking from a farmer's point of view, we need to look at smallholder agriculture point of view. So either of it could be a good theme to talk about. Actually, we can talk about family farms because this year is declared as the International Year of Family Farms.
Yes.
So we can actually talk about family farms because in contrast to large growing corporate farming globally, you know, so in India, not much of corporate farming is happening, but globally, if we take actually it's family farms versus, it's no more small farms versus big farms globally, it's family farms versus corporate farms. So we can talk about family farms, the role of family farms in the changing conditions. That can be a good theme to talk about.
Good idea.
So how family farms can be sustained, and then what kind of practices, what kind of policies can help them. So we can look at all these together. We can look at the global role of family farms in the global food security. Can be a good theme. So something around that. It's high time globally all the family farms and the people working with family farms come together and then look at what the policy framework nationally and internationally which can help to sustain family farms. I think that can be, that should be the discussion which we can make, and we hope I hope some kind of consensus emerges, and then we can come up with a broader framework globally which can help the family farms to sustain themselves.
Very good. Think, sir, can you tell us your background, your academic or?
I'm a PhD in agriculture. PhD in agriculture sciences.
Is that
from
the
Indian
same
agriculture
as...
research?
I see.
Indian agriculture. I did my PhD from Indian Agricultural Research Institute, New Delhi, and worked with the Indian Council of Agricultural Research for about 10 years. And this is another 10 years working on sustainable agriculture. Agricultural scientist. Basically, I studied PhD in agricultural extension and then joined as an agricultural scientist. I thought that's not the way forward, so I left and then initiated this way of working with farmers.
And that ends today's podcast. See you next time again. Over and out.